week of fun and excitement here, taking your calls about whatever is on your mind, if you so desire. You may take control of the airwaves. That is the point of Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want, and we're live 7 nights per week. I've done some shuffling around of schedules, and it turns out, Daryl, that Monday nights are a better night for you to do the show, so here you are tonight.
Yes.
Welcome and back. Every Monday night.
That's right. So welcome back. Julia has moved to Fridays for Ladies Night Fridays on Free Talk Live with Julia and Allie, which I think is a good team up. So I think it's going to work out better for everybody. 855-450-FREE is the number here tonight. Since we're back in the studio, we were on a remote location on Saturday night. We can now take your Skype calls again. So if you'd like to Skype us, simply Skype in at username lrn.fm. And so we can take your calls either way, Skype or phone, at 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you know, there's plenty of stuff in the news to discuss. A disturbing story from North Korea. This one's been sitting in my show prep for a few days. Korean-American Kenneth Bae made headlines back in November when he was arrested while leading a tour group, this from petapixel.com, through the Rasan Special Economic Zone in North Korea. The reasons behind the arrest have never been properly confirmed, but it seems that his detainment had something to do with photos he was taking while he was spending time in the country. Now, here in the U.S., we have similar problems. Now, admittedly, the U.S. government people don't take things as far when they harass photographers here. Usually you just get your camera taken from you. Maybe they'll delete your pictures. Worst case, you'll get arrested and, you know, have to go through a court case like I am with the ACLU coming on board.
Disorderly conduct.
Disorderly conduct charges what I'm facing.
The higher ups have told these police over time that sort of anybody taking pictures could potentially be a terrorist scouting out a bombing location. And then, at the same time, the courts tell these police, you're not allowed to hassle people for taking pictures. It doesn't matter what they're taking pictures of. You're not allowed to hassle them. So the police are kind of getting these conflicting stories. I'd like to point out that police who seem to be so anti-camera generally are often, were very, very pro-camera when the Boston bombing situation came around. They crowdsourced their investigation to a great deal of success.
They were posting on Reddit saying, if anybody has any video, please send it to us.
And I have no problem with that. I really don't. I have no problem with the police having done that in that circumstance. What I have a problem with is them backing up their other police brethren in these situations when they hassle people that are just taking pictures.
For sure.
Sometimes it's taking pictures of them. Like, the police want pictures taken of everything but what they're doing oftentimes.
Well, if they're saving puppies and kitty cats, take all the pictures you want. It's when they're smashing in heads that they don't like the video.
Well, I saw an interesting video today, because it's not just here in the U.S., it's not just North Korea, it's also the U.K. There's an interesting animated video that was made by a lady named, I think Gemma was her name, or is her name, and she was recording video when her boyfriend was being harassed on a subway by the police, kind of a stop-and-frisk sort of situation. And she took video of that, ended up being arrested herself for recording that video. She said to herself, I'm not a criminal. I didn't do anything wrong. I was just recording what the police were doing in a public place. So this shouldn't be a crime. But apparently, according to the Terrorism Act in the UK, they had written some law that had said that taking a picture of the police or taking video of any police officers is a crime so long as that video could be used in some way by terrorists. And
what?
Yeah. And
how could videotaping the cops arresting somebody be used by terrorists?
Well, it turns out she won, and they gave her a settlement, and she used some of the money from the settlement to make this animated video. And I forget which website it shows up. I'm sure if you look for Gemma, G-E-M-M-A, and UK police, whatever, you'll probably find it. But so she was under the impression, as many people are, that, all right, we won this court case. Now the police are going to be in their place. They're going to know what's right. They're going to know. You know, they got the memo. And so then she finds out the hard way that that's not true. There was another situation she came across where the police were arresting somebody. I don't know where it was, London or wherever it was. She pulled out her camera and started to record. Police looked up. They spotted her. Some cop orders another cop to go and take her camera or stop her from recording. And she admitted that at that point she was scared. She didn't want to get arrested again. She shut the camera off. And apparently there was nothing further that
she
happened.
She made a bunch of money from videotaping before and then got scared this time?
It's interesting. Not fun being arrested, Mark.
I gotcha.
I mean, most people are averse to that sort of thing. I agree with you. You know, she should have stood her ground, but
I didn't say that. I was just surprised.
Anyway,
there's an amount of money I would be paid to go to jail for a couple of days.
You know, I think that there should be an attorney out there, like a Simon Glick or somebody who knows these, knows about freedom of speech, knows about the First Amendment, and is familiar with all these court cases, like the Glick decision. There must be an attorney out there who could just make a bunch of money by going around and getting arrested for recording video of the police. I mean, it's not hard to get these guys to arrest you. All you got to do is hold a video camera in front of them in a public place.
And it seems like nothing's going to stop them from arresting people who are video recording.
No.
Except them getting the pants sued off of them time and time again.
Yeah, apparently it has to happen over and over and over again. And in this case, it was interesting because this lady, again, a lot of people believe that one court decision is going to change how these people behave, and it doesn't. So we got problems here. They got problems in the UK. And just remember that as you hear this story out of North Korea. It's only
But it ain't nothing like North Korea.
The difference is only in degrees.
Okay.
All right.
I agree.
The theory is the same, that government people don't believe they should be recorded. Same thing across the board. Anyway, no headway has been made in the case since Kenneth Bae was taken into custody in North Korea for taking photos. But a recent report by the Korean Central News Agency, that's government-run news, claims that Bae has, quote, admitted that he committed crimes aimed to topple the DPRK.
That's the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Yeah, so gotta have that
just goes to show that the word republic doesn't mean what people think it means.
Yeah. And he will now be tried in North Korean Supreme Court for those crimes, the maximum punishment for which is the death penalty.
What?
He's trying to topple the DPRK here. I mean, this is treason.
They're going to find him guilty, and then hopefully they'll release him after that, because then they look magnanimous.
Many of the facts in this case, if you can call them that, says Petapixel.com, have been collected from a
slew. Petapixel? What is that?
I don't know. P-E-T-A.
The website.
Pixel.
Okay. Peta is better than pedo.
Yeah, P-E-T-A. Like PETA, I guess. Petapixel. So many of the facts in this case have been collected from a slew of South Korean sources, some of which are hard, if not impossible, to confirm. What the majority of sources seem to agree about, however, is that his arrest and detainment has something to do with his taking pictures of orphans begging for food in the markets of Rasan.
We have no orphans here.
We know.
I hear orphans have it really, really bad in North Korea.
Everybody has it bad. Really, really bad in North Korea, except for the fat kid that runs the place.
I don't know. The military brass are probably doing okay. They look well fed.
They've got a sort of a government bureaucratic middle class that does reasonably well, too. But I believe that the lowest are essentially the orphans, which have it the very worst.
We know that taking photos in North Korea is a dangerous endeavor. Still, in and of itself should not be enough to get him charged with plotting to overthrow the government, lending credence to one report that he had footage of North Korea executing defectors and dissidents on his person. Whatever the case may be, the KCNA is claiming that his crimes have been, quote, proven by evidence, unquote. And according to the Telegraph, North Korean officials have already suggested that Bae will face harsh punishment and possibly execution. In response, the U.S. State Department has reaffirmed that the safety of U.S. citizens overseas is a critical priority, and that it's working with the Swedish embassy in Pyongyang to resolve the case. Department spokesbureaucrat said they sent a Swedish official to visit Bae on Friday, but they have no additional information to share at this time. And that's typical. I mean, in North Korea, it's hard to get any information out of there. They release whatever they feel is appropriate for their propagandistic purposes, and who knows what's really happening with this guy.
So I'm going to take a position that is probably going to leave people's mouths a little agog here. I don't think the United States government should be involved in any way, shape, or form looking to get this guy released. The reason that the North Korean government, one of the reasons the North Korean government finds it advantageous to go after United States citizens who are on their soil and trump up charges on them is that the United States government will do things for them. It makes them important. And essentially, it's the same reason you wouldn't deal with terrorists is the same reason you wouldn't deal with the North Korean government.
Maybe they should make a deal that offer to give them some sandwiches in return for letting this guy out. I hear they're
probably
going to
get that. Yeah.
More coming up.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 29th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,477.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,515.01, $757.50 for a half ounce, or $378.75 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,515.01, $757.50, and $378.75.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you'd like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find on the site completely free. Once again, that's Free Talk Live. m.freetalklive.com. Features including the mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can just go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. And you'll be able to get quick access to our live stream. So enjoy for free, m.freetalklive.com. Now, the Free State Project is one of the longest-running sponsors of Free Talk Live, and even if they weren't sponsoring, yeah, even before they were sponsoring the show, we were still talking about them because, well, the three of us on this program tonight are all participants in said Free State Project, meaning we have all signed the Statement of Intent, which is that we state our intent to move to New Hampshire and get as active as possible in order to achieve a society in which the government, if there is a government, does nothing more than protect life, liberty, and property. And we've made the move to New Hampshire to fulfill that promise. We did it before the official move date has even begun. So the Free State Project wants to reach 20,000, wants to get 20,000 people to sign up to make that same statement, to make that same pledge that the three of us have made. And we're over 14,000, so over 70% of the way to that ultimate goal. And once we finally reach that 20,000, there'll be a five-year window of time in which the remaining 19,000, however many we have left to move at that point, must make the move. Because there have been about 1,000 people that have moved thus far.
Officially.
Just about, yeah. So you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more. There's a great document there called 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire. If you love the ideas of liberty, let me tell you, there's nowhere else you want to be than besides other people who think like you do. Because the more people we can get together that think similarly about freedom, the more success we're going to have in persuading others who maybe haven't thought that much about freedom, the more success we'll have in bringing those people on board with these ideas and then hopefully implementing them. And I think we're already seeing some early successes. Go to freestateproject.org and learn more. In fact, I think the Free State Project is on the cover of Reason Magazine this month. Maybe that's the May issue. I'm not clear which issue it is. Whatever one. It's the one that just came out, so I presume that's May. And I haven't seen the article yet, but I'm looking forward to reading it because I know the author did interview some folks from Keene. So it should be interesting to see what happens there. As soon as we get it, we'll post it over at freekeene.com. Let's go to the phones here and your thoughts. We can talk more about North Korea here in moments. Mark is on the line in Phoenix. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Yes, welcome, Ian. Thanks for having me back.
Well, oh, it's Mark. Hey, Mark Stevens. Good. Good to hear from you. Now, so the reason you're calling in tonight was because I emailed you over the weekend. And, yes, this is Mark Stevens, by the way, from markstevens.net. He's the author of Adventures in Legal Land, somebody who I'm a fan of his mind for the crazy system that is the so-called justice system. You get a lot of experience in dealing with bureaucrats, Mark Stevens, and I had a situation arise recently that involved a speeding ticket. Now, Daryl, you were actually in the car when I was issued this speeding ticket.
Yes.
And so it was just, you know, your normal 55 miles an hour. He accused me of doing something like 65 or something like that, I think.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just typical speeding ticket. So I sent in my peace ticket in response to that, which is kind of a little Shire Society thing we came up with or came up with years ago. And the idea is to send the peace ticket to the bureaucrats in response to their ticket to kind of give them a heads up as to what they're about to get into. Because normally when they give somebody a ticket, the person just pays it and that's that. But with a person who loves liberty, I think that somebody, if you care about freedom, you should try to monkey wrench the system to some extent. You should try to clog the courts. You should challenge this. Even if you do end up getting found guilty in the long run, you've made them really work for it. And so
you're trolling them.
The peace ticket essentially puts them on notice that, hey, you guys might want to just go ahead and drop this because if you don't, we're going to go to trial, and then, you know, you guys are going to have to earn your conviction, basically, is the gist of the peace ticket. And, of course, they never dropped the charges, so they decided they were going to move forward. And I filed a motion to dismiss / strike, which I had originally gotten from you, Mark Stevens. And can you kind of give an overview of what the goal of that motion is?
The goal of it is to actually get some leverage to show that there's no evidence. And so it's based on the fact that there's the prosecutor and the police officer have no evidence that the Constitution and Code are applicable to you, and there's no evidence that you're present within the state, and that there's no true adversary against you. And I say leverage because, it, like what you're saying with the with what you did originally, you let them know that these are the issues that are coming, that it's an issue of evidence, not an issue of law. And they tend to move on. So 75% of the time that we file, that the cop never shows up anyway. It also lets the prosecutor know that this is the issue we're going to be pressing, and I will not let you go on this.
So far, it's
been very effective.
How is it that you go about proving that we are not in the state? I mean, you know, Ian was in.
They have to prove that you are
the middle of the state.
Right. I think that's Daryl that said that they have to prove that you are. And what I go through and with Ian, he's posted on freekeen.com, the response, well, what they're doing is they're trying to use your physical geographic location as somehow evidence that you're present within the state. And what they're doing is they're conflating the geographical area with the political.
So the idea is they supposedly have to prove that I was within their state in order as one of the elements of having jurisdiction. Is that right?
Exactly. They have to prove you're present within the state and that the Constitution and code are applicable to you.
Well, and normally they just can make the assertion that, well, of course you're within our jurisdiction. You're here. I mean, you're physically
on a public way.
You are on a way.
But the thing the reason I brought this to your attention, Mark, is because for me it hasn't ever worked. This motion to dismiss slash strike has never worked. Normally, I submit it in Keene District Court, which is the usual court I'm seen in. This is a different court. It's in a slightly different area of New Hampshire. And normally the judge in Keene will just dismiss or just deny the motion offhand. The prosecutor will never be given a chance to respond. Judge just denies the motion. In this case, the judge has not made a ruling, and the prosecutor responded very quickly once I sent this thing in. So it was actually the first time any prosecutor has ever responded to your motion. And in his response, he makes the claim.
For you.
Yeah, for me. He makes the claim that I am within the state, and so therefore they have jurisdiction, and so therefore the judge should dismiss my motion. So he actually makes that positive claim, and I thought that was so remarkable I had to give you a heads up.
What evidence did he have?
Well, just claiming that I was physically present, basically, in the state.
Sorry?
Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
What he's using is the New Hampshire state code to show that you're a person, and that the code says if you're within the state, then there's jurisdiction, and that the code applies. And so he says that he's basing it off of Ian being in Pennington. He's using two legal citations to then conflate his physical presence on the ground as to be, you know, and he's conflating that with actually being politically in the state.
So how do you respond to that? I mean, when this prosecutor says, well, of course you're in the state.
Duh.
And then he goes on to say, well, I am the state. And that's kind of confusing, right?
Right. And then the judge works for the state.
So you're inside of him.
Apparently.
Right.
Apparently.
He's the state. The judge works for the state. It's really confusing.
Well, if you make the point that, and you always respond, that it's the plaintiff's state, that are you saying that I'm present within the plaintiff's state, they start to stop their conflating.
All right, stand by, Mark, if you don't mind. I want to try to clear this up a little bit for listeners here. 855-450-FREE. Mark Stevens is with us. He is the host of the No State Project, by the way. Does his own radio show on Saturdays. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. And are you within the state?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door. and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yep, SACL CAI sponsors our phone lines, and it's a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it. And they'll do it in a fashion that respects both you and your client. They know that not only do you need to collect your money from your accounts receivable, but you need to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, they do collections in an entirely different fashion. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. This is the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so we've got Mark Stevens on the line, markstevens.net. That's Mark with a C. Stevens.net is his website where you get some great essays and lots of good info, I think, that'll get you started down the road of kind of looking at the court system from a different perspective. But, Mark, isn't all this discussion just esoteric? I mean, what good does it do to put in this motion to dismiss, basically calling the state, letting them know that they have no jurisdiction because they can't prove all of these factors, like in your average case, like a speeding ticket, like I'm dealing with. There's no victim. There's nobody alleging that a legal right has been violated. There's, I don't have the motion in front of me. There's a couple of other things that you point out there that show that they don't have jurisdiction by their own set of rules. But isn't this just esoteric? I mean, doesn't it really not matter at all, and that eventually they're just going to convict you anyway, regardless of what the rules say? That's always been my experience.
Well, it can be, but it's not an issue that we're saying they have no jurisdiction. We're saying there's no evidence of jurisdiction, which keeps the burden of proof on them. And if you go to my website, you mentioned markstevens.net, it's not just philosophy. I don't do a philosophical show. There is plenty of evidence on the website where tickets and prosecutions have been dropped. And we You know, so this plan, I have documentary proof to show that tickets have been thrown out. So it's not a theoretical thing we're doing on the show. And most of the time, these things are thrown out. But you're showing something because, at least in your, from what you're doing, you're not doing this just because you don't want to pay the fine. You're doing this and you're fighting this. You're challenging them on it to bring out certain aspects of this corrupt system that you and I, I think we all disagree with. So it to me, it makes, you know, and I'm bored with that. You know, like what I did recently with the city council in Tempe. I'm asking them directly for evidence that they have jurisdiction, and they finally broke down. One of them, who's going to actually supposed to be on my show on May 9th, that they have jurisdiction because they say so.
Wait, they gave you that as like an official answer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Colby Granville, who is agreed to be on my show for a few segments, which is a No State Project first, because politicians usually don't want to come on the show because they have no evidence. He broke down. So if you go to my website, you can see, I posted that last week. You can see, it's not the best video in the world, but it you can see him clearly, and it's very clear, you can hear what he says. And he believes that the burden then shifts to me. I'm like, no, that's not how it works. Whoever makes the allegation bears the burden of proof. And so what I would recommend here too, Ian, I'm more than happy to help with this because this is kind of what I've been doing, for the last year or so, is calling Michael Bussell.
This is the prosecutor in Antrim, New Hampshire, that's going after me for speeding. Go ahead, call him.
I would call him and ask him the same thing that I've asked these other prosecutors. So if you go to my website, markstevens.net, you can hear the same, responses from actual prosecutors. Where you could ask him, what facts do you rely on to show the Constitution and code are applicable to me? And what witnesses
are personal?
It's a given. Yeah.
I've heard them say that numerous times to you. It's a given.
Yeah. But that's not evidence, though. That's not evidence.
Well, we're men with guns who will enforce what we say, so you better listen.
I want to know this, Mark Stevens. Have you ever had a judge sit up and say there, that's a good point. Objection overruled for the defense or whatever. I just wonder, have they ever said, that makes sense?
Oh, yeah. I've had that happen, quite a few times because most of these are thrown out. I had a judge just here in Mesa very recently back off of his contention that the ticket, there's another popular one, that the ticket was evidence. And and he backed off of that. And that's
so the ticket's an allegation, right?
Right, it's a complaint.
Right. Now, they will actually go, if you file a motion like this, the DOJ is great for this. They'll do it every time. They'll tell you in their own motion, so their responses to your motion or my motion, that the indictment is evidence. And yet, on their own website, if you go when they do their public announcements when they indict somebody, right in there, and you can quote them right in the paperwork, they say that the indictment is not evidence of anything. It's just an allegation. Mm-hmm. But that's right. What they use with the judges to try to convince you or anyone who will listen that the indictment is evidence, which, just like a parking ticket or a traffic ticket, it's not evidence of anything other than the cop wrote you a ticket.
So one of the things they did when I wrote up this modified your motion to dismiss, they responded. The prosecutor said, "Well, you're within the state, so therefore jurisdiction applies. The judge should dismiss your motion or should deny your motion." And then you wrote up a response to that, which I've sent out today. And the essence of the response was to clarify that they've been conflating this idea of the physical state, the property, the ground, with the political state, which is the idea, this political structure, this body politic, and you've managed to kind of, I think you're going to put them in a position where they'll have to distinguish between the two. Is that right?
They will. In fact, we did this recently with one of the deputy attorney generals in New Hampshire. So what? And this is why I put that in there. I think his name was Scott. Because they'll say here, given the foregoing, the state argues. So we know that they're not under the impression that the ground and the state are the same thing. So what they start doing is they make a distinction between the territorial jurisdiction of the plaintiff state, and then we're right back to square one. They have no evidence that the Constitution and code apply. Because as I've had another prosecutor on my call of shame, when I asked her to tell me what evidence do you have that the code applies because of my geographic location, all she could do, and this is a prosecutor, by the way, she said, "Well, it just is."
No. Well, the evidence backs them up in the sense that they've, every time they've done this, every time before, It just was.
Well, they have never been, my experience is that they've never been confronted with this. And I've spoken with prosecutors.
Yeah.
I've spoken with prosecutors. They don't think that they have to prove that the code is applicable. I mean, and I've got them on record saying that because the judge will back them up. So what I'm doing, like in Tennessee, mm-hmm. and you could do the same thing here in New Hampshire, of course, is to contact the prosecutor and get as many people involved as you can, like the Tempe City Council, like I've done, then I get the police chief. So what you do is you build this. This evidence to show that none of the people bringing these claims against you, the cops, the prosecutors, the judges, and the city council, and none of them admittedly can prove that there's any evidence that the code applies at all.
Well, and something that might be interesting here in New Hampshire is to cite Part 1, Article 3, that says that men, when they enter a society, give up certain rights, and absent the protection, then the surrender of rights is void.
Right, which is basically the deal of being a citizen, that if you agree to give up certain rights, they supposedly agree to protect you in return.
Of course, they don't enumerate what those protections are or which rights you're giving up.
And never have they ever claimed
they
to have any
obligation. They say there's certain rights, but they don't say which certain rights they are.
Well, and Mark Stevens is the guy who first pointed out, at least to me, and I think brilliantly so, that they've never, I mean, there's so many court cases where the Supreme Court has made it clear, we do not have an obligation to give you anything. And no government bureaucracy has an obligation to protect you, has an obligation to do anything for you. And there have been so many cases like that. So it's been made clear that there is no agreement. There is no citizen, therefore. Right, Mark?
Well, right. And it just comes down to the knowing, you know, without even getting into what the text of the New Hampshire Constitution says. I have dealt with bureaucrats in New Hampshire extensively for the past year, and none of them, I mean, I have them on record saying that the law applies as operation of law and that there's no evidence. I had a prosecutor admit, Rick Brown, up in Carroll, in New Hampshire, and he admitted point blank he had no evidence the code applied and no witnesses that the code applied. So I would recommend, and again, if I can join you on that call, I'd be happy to, Ian, just call the prosecutor and start a record that you can use against him in court. So when you do go to court, you can confront him with this. He doesn't have nearly as much wiggle room. And
sounds good. We'll keep folks in the loop and certainly probably have you back. I know you're still working on that new book. Looking forward to talking about that, Mark. And that's markstevens.net. Folks could go visit you there, and we'll keep our listeners in the loop as this develops. Thanks for the call tonight. We're coming up.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here.
Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, someone asked, I think, on Facebook, how do I get a sticker? Well, we can do that for you. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find the address there to which you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope. That means an envelope that you've already pre-stamped and pre-addressed to yourself, that you include in the envelope you send to us, so we can, all we have to do is take an envelope out of your envelope, stuff a bumper sticker in there, seal it up, and send it back out. So again, go and get the address to which you can send that over at promote.freetalklive.com. And get
yourself. So you're saying I need two envelopes and two stamps?
That's correct.
Okay.
One envelope is used to send me the other envelope.
Yes.
In which I will then stuff a Free Talk Live bumper sticker and send it back to you. So, again, go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. For those who are wanting to learn a little bit more about what Mark Stevens was just talking about with us a few moments ago, I have posted the link to a video that he made about my speeding ticket situation, and you can see that over at freekeen.com. That video is there for you. I actually haven't even watched the video yet, but I know it's going to be good because Mark Stevens made it, and he's always got interesting, enlightening things to say about the court system.
I've got to say, his book changed the way I thought about things, too, and yeah. I like his take on things.
I like that Mark Stevens...
I don't think it's foolproof,
no.
And I don't think that Free Talk Live is trying to purport it as foolproof.
He's upfront about that. I mean, you can read his book. When you read his book, he makes it clear this is not a guaranteed way to get a case tossed out. But yeah, it can happen.
I tried some of the Mark Stevens things in South Carolina when I had a seatbelt ticket that I took to jury trial, and the jury was promptly dismissed. I was threatened with contempt no less than five times, and then the jury was brought back in. I was pretty much left with not being able to say anything other than ask the cop, do you have any physical evidence that I was not wearing my seatbelt? He said, I do not have any physical evidence. All right, thank you. And 5 minutes later, the jury found me guilty.
Man, that's because they've all been just pathetically beaten into obedience. They just felt like, well, we wear our seatbelt, so you should wear your seatbelt too.
Yeah.
So, again, you can go to freekeen.com and take a look at that. It's also linked on our Facebook page and our Twitter. So 855-453 is the toll-free number tonight.
I'd like to point out that this is just another incident where the police would benefit from having cameras on their person. I've contended many times on the show for a couple of years at least that police should have a camera built right into their badge, and that it should be part of the, and it should stream directly to the internet or at least be recorded, whatever it is. But why in the world don't they have any physical evidence that you weren't wearing your seatbelt? Because they don't need it. People have just always said, well, the cop says it must be true. Well,
yeah.
You know, they should have evidence. Look, these people are supposed to be no more important sitting up on that stand than you are.
Anybody who's ever done any fair amount of work with court cases has seen cops lie on the stand. Let's go to Ron. He's listening to LRN.FM in Virginia. Hey, Ron.
Hey there. Yeah, I was, Mr. Stevens sounds like he's has a variation of legal theory, and I just wanted to kind of chime in on it. First of all, when it comes to the legal versus geographical state issue, if you look at the constitution of any state or majority of states, I've never seen one or I know of, but they don't list the physical boundaries of the state, you know, in the constitution. So thus, you cannot link the political entity with the geographical location because there's no demarcations.
Interesting point.
In the constitution. But that was a minor thing. The most important thing then, I brought up the plaintiff defendant issue when I came in for a speeding ticket a few years ago.
And what issue is that?
I was making the argument that there was no injured party, and that only agents of the state were there. They could not produce an injured party, plaintiff to basically, make a case against me.
Well, right. I mean, if you have a charge against you, then shouldn't you be able to face the accusing party on the stand? Shouldn't you be able to, right? I mean, isn't that one of the basic tenets of the justice system?
Well, that's common law, right? And, you know, when I started the case, I asked, are we under common law? And the judge admitted, yes. Okay. But then he said, but there are codes that come upon after that, is what he basically said. And so then I basically tried to make the argument that there was no injured party, so then they couldn't provide any kind of – they could not bring a witness against me to show that I had caused harm. And he basically just dismissed it and said, that's civil court, and he gave me a wink and a nod. So, you know, he kind of, like, was laughing at me, you know, while he was telling me you don't have a paddle with which to go to Greek. But I believe I've been studying this for years, and I think here's where the issue comes down. When you go into court, you know, you're trying to say, okay, you don't have jurisdiction over me, because you have to prove that you do have jurisdiction. Well, if you go in before that judge and you make a plea, whether it's guilty or not guilty, or even if you just sit there quietly and he does no contender, okay, you now automatically come under his jurisdiction because...
I've heard this theory before, but have you actually tested it in any way, shape, or form?
I have. Again, my first time I tried it, I barked at the wrong tree, and I got tied up into the plaintiff defendant kind of concept and the body of evidence concept, and I think that's where I got screwed up, and I failed.
Okay, so what's your we hear a lot of legal theories on this show, and you actually seem like you've been in a courtroom. You're saying you've actually been in front of a judge. A lot of the people that call in with similar theories. Hang on a sec. A lot of people that call in with similar sounding theories have no experience whatsoever. They just read something on the internet and they believe it to be true. So
and
I guess
vociferously believe it to be true.
So my question is, if you believe in the idea that by taking a plea or not taking a plea, but by entering a plea that you're
he's
somehow
saying by walking into the courtroom.
You're saying
No. Okay. When you walk into the courtroom, they ask you, what is your plea? By saying your plea, okay, you have now been basically, you know, that I know you don't like this, y'all guys don't like this, but the understand, stand under thing, right? You basically are now submitting yourself to his jurisdiction for his.
Okay, it's an interesting theory, but what do you do instead?
Right. Well, here's where I believe it works, okay? Now, again, this is my tactic next time I have to go. I'm not intentionally going around trying to get myself a ticket, but if that does, I'm going to do this. And what I'm going to do is I'll go in, and you have to always go in and say, I have questions about the case being brought against me, because the judge is required by Article 3 that all questions must be answered.
Is that a point of clarification? Is Article 3 a Virginia thing?
No. Constitution. United States Constitution.
Well, I can tell you what, man. I've tried asking questions, and they'll usually only...
Constitution doesn't apply at the local level. No. It applies supposedly to the federal government.
I've had the clerk of court say the judge doesn't answer questions.
Yeah, and I've had them allow me to ask a few questions and then get fed up and no more questions. So they might let you ask questions, and they might not.
I got kicked out the first time because once I brought up maritime law in Admiralty, he got red-faced and kicked me out of his courtroom, but I had to come back. The next time I came back is when he starts laughing at me and winking and nodding at me when he saw me barking up the wrong tree, I guess.
Okay, so when you said you brought up maritime law, are you talking about the gold fringe around the flag supposedly means that
maritime law? No. I don't believe that nonsense. No, the hell,
No. Come on, it's all nonsense, right?
I'm talking about
the whole legal system's nonsense.
Right, there's no consistency. But Ron, well, you didn't get to answer my question earlier, and I'm really interested in what you have to say. The idea being that, if you don't answer their question or whatever with not guilty or guilty or nolo contendere, that is therefore, or if you don't do those things, then you're not consenting to their jurisdiction. So what do you propose to do in that arraignment situation next time?
Okay, let me try and finish. You go in, you say, okay, I have questions. Now, they're allowed to ask questions, okay, and basically the questions come down to this. Is this a criminal case, a civil case, or an admiralty case? Now, say this is a crime. You're in criminal court. Well, the definition under Article 3 says that all criminal cases must be held with a jury of peers. There is no differentiation. I mean, there's no way to interpret it any other way. It says all. Now, of course, interpretation is what it is, but that's true.
The judge is going to stop you and say, I don't have time for all these questions. You're here for a plea, so not guilty or guilty. I mean, if you're not going to put a plea in, we're going to enter a not guilty plea for you.
Well, here's what I'll do. I mean, if I go back, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to try to even record it if possible. But
please.
Basically, what you do is you say that you basically get him to admit that you're not in a criminal case, that you're in a statutory case.
I want to hear you do it, Ron, and when you do, please share it with us. I'd love to hear the audio, and I appreciate your... Yeah, if you want to move up to New Hampshire, I'll come there and personally record it if it's in my area.
Thanks
for the call, man. I appreciate it. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Money's tight, and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage, and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com. Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.